I believe that a person can never get enough of the message of God's unconditional love, mercy and grace. Because that will produce so much peace in your life that you will just see the stability of God coming into all your relationship that you have with people and with God. It will bring forth such an authority when you speak and when you just live your life in this world. We are going to speak about the peace of God. And one thing I've realized is that the peace of God is different than the peace that there is among men. When I was in the army, I've learned one thing very quickly. The fact that the sergeant major is friendly doesn't mean that he's your friend. Man, I tell you, you can make the mistake of your life to become too familiar with the sergeant major if you're a troop. You're going to be in trouble. Just around the corner, right here in front, he's going to say, "You're too familiar with me." And then he's just going to give it to you. So I just believe that so many times we've got that type of a relationship between us and God. We think he's a friendly God, but you shouldn't get too close to him. He's a friendly God, but don't call him your friend. Now, that's not what God wants. That's not the type of relationship that God wants between us and him. When I was in the army, we had a relationship with our officers, but the relationship worked this way. You do right, and I'll bless you. You do wrong, and you'll be punished. That's it. Now, we can't live like that between us and God. So many times we've got that type of relationship and we share it with each other. We hear it on television. We read it in the Bible. I mean, by just interpreting the Bible in a wrong way. We just say, well, what God will do is He wants me to live right. Therefore, He's just going to give me some hard stuff to do in order for me to get this thing right. Now, that's the way I lived in the army. The peace of God is not as the world gives peace. The world does give peace, but not the peace of Jesus Christ. Jesus gives peace, but not the peace like the world. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? So you can never relate to God on the basis of what you do right or what you do wrong. Because that is not a message that will promote peace in your belief system. If you don't have peace in your subconscious mind, peace in your cognitive thinking, and peace in your spirit, I tell you, my friend, you will just have a life that will be a roller coaster life. Up and down, up and down, up and down. Today you feel close to God, tomorrow you feel far from Him. Because what you do will determine how you feel. We must remember that peace is an emotion. Peace is not something you can decide. There was a time in my life when I just preached and I said, well, you just decide to have peace. Well, I'm having peace now. Man, you cannot decide to have peace. You believe the right thing about Jesus Christ. You believe the right thing about His provision. You believe the right thing about how much He loves you. And peace will be the fruit that comes up into your heart. Isn't that powerful? I just want to read some definitions of the word peace. The Strong's definition says it this way. It's peace between individuals, in other words, harmony. Peace between individuals. Now, if Jesus Christ came to bring us peace, if this is the gospel of peace, if I preach the gospel of peace, I'm preaching the good news about the harmony that there is between Jesus and you. Not the harmony that you can get into if you do everything right. Get into harmony with God. No. What we need to preach is how much harmony He has given by becoming one with us in becoming a man. And this is the harmony that there is between God and man. God was in heaven, and then He sent His Son to the earth in the form of a physical human being. He was born into a body. He was incarnate into the body of Jesus. And then He lived the God life in a human body. And then the human body, the human was in 100% harmony with God. Now that is the message of peace. And that you were represented in that body. Hallelujah. That means that Jesus on your behalf obeyed, on your behalf died, and on your behalf was resurrected. And bless God, on your behalf He's seated at the right hand of the Father. Not just yours, but the whole human race. And everybody that believes that receives righteousness. Man, that is such a powerful truth. I just pray that you can grab hold of that. Because this whole message of peace is just about that. It's about what Jesus has done for you. And how we can enter into that. Amen. Let's read, let's first read the Thayer definition, because this is also powerful. It says here, it is peace between individuals, security, safety, and prosperity. You know, if you go on holiday and halfway there, you just reminded, you forgot the door open. You didn't lock the door of your house. My friend, you just know that everything at home is not safe. There's an open door. I've opened the door, and now the thief can come in and steal my stuff. And you know, so many times we've got a relationship with God on that basis. We've got peace as long as what we don't open a door. Man, I mean, in the Old Testament, if they didn't leave doors open, they could also have peace without Jesus. So if peace is based on you opening a door, why did Jesus come? In the Old Testament, they could have peace if they obeyed. They could have peace if they did what the Father commanded them to do. They could have peace if they just listened and obeyed. Now, that is not the way in which we have peace in the New Testament. Because of the peace we have in our hearts, obedience will flow out of our lives. But obedience is not before peace. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the gospel of peace. And when we believe it, peace is produced in our hearts, and actions flow out of a life of peace, a life of feeling that you are worth something, that you've got some dignity because of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, as well as His obedience. Amen. Isn't that powerful? That is a true message of peace. That's what produces peace in my heart. How much God loves me. Amen. So don't think that if you open a door, then you cannot have peace. God's going to be upset with you. God's not going to bless you. Man, God gave His Son while you were a sinner. God gave His Son while you didn't even believe on Him. He gave the greatest, most powerful blessing that there could ever be, Jesus, the Son of God. Hallelujah. That Son of God became sin, became your sin, and then He died on your behalf and was resurrected. Now, if that is what God has done while you were a sinner, why do you think has He changed? God doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. This message produces so much peace that you'll see people doing things for God they never thought they could ever do. Because they've got peace. Now, there are people that are scared to go out into the mission field. There are people that are scared to go up into the poor countries of Africa and just go and preach the gospel there, because they don't have peace about it, because they don't know if God will provide for them there. Maybe that's not your calling. But I just want to use this as an example. So many times we've got fear to do things. We've got fear to go and pray for the sick, because we don't know if we've lived holy enough so that God will heal the sick. Because maybe I've got sin in my life. My friend, God will never heal the sick based on your life, because then everybody will die. God heals the sick based on the stripes of Jesus, because through His wounds you were healed. Hallelujah. Man, if God must save the world because of your holiness, everybody's going to hell. If He must save the world because of my holiness, everybody's going to hell. But thank God, I am holy because of Jesus. I'm not holy because of my works or because of obedience to the law of Moses, but because of Jesus. And that produces a life of stability, a life of obedience, and the fruit of the Spirit in my life. It also means prosperity. Now, if you look at prosperity, why does it say prosperity? What has got prosperity got to do with peace? So many times we can think that we have got this, all this money, now we're supposed to have peace. And I've seen rich people that doesn't have peace. I've seen poor people that doesn't have peace. So why does it mean prosperity? Now, this came to my mind. If you know that everything has been paid for, if you know that all your needs are met, if you know that your whole future has been cared for, there will come an emotion into your heart of absolute rest. All turmoil will be gone. You'll find an absolute peace in your heart. And that's what the word peace is. An emotion that comes by knowing that everything is paid for. Everything is cared for. And that's what Jesus Christ actually wants to tell us. You know, so many times we think that our past has been cared for, but our future, we need to care for that by ourselves. No, I want to just work out my own salvation with fear and trembling, and this is what it means. I don't want to step one step out of this good news, because when I step out of this good news, I will not experience salvation anymore. I need to stay in the message of, by His deeds, by His obedience, by His love, I am blessed. Amen. Another word here is the word felicity. The word felicity means, that is a powerful word. It means happiness, or rather great happiness, blessedness, the joys of heaven, to enjoy what is good. Isn't that powerful? What he says is, another word for peace is felicity, the joys of heaven in the body of a human being. Hallelujah, man. To think if you can have the same joy over your life that Jesus Christ has over your life. If you can have the same joy over your life as what the Father has over the life of Jesus Christ. That is the joys of heaven. The joy that there is in heaven when Jesus... Imagine the joy in heaven when Jesus Christ was resurrected from the dead. When He presented Himself in the true tabernacle in the heavens, sprinkled His blood, the sins of man was paid for. Man, there was joy, great joy, joy unspeakable. Man, that's what the Bible says. When the apostles saw Jesus, they couldn't speak for joy. It was a joy unspeakable, a heavenly joy. Now, the heavenly joy is only because the Father has been mindful of Jesus. Now, that's the peace that God has about us. The heavenly peace is because of the Father being mindful of Jesus on your behalf. Because Jesus Christ paid for you. Because Jesus Christ is holy, you are holy. Because He died for sins, you have died for your sins in the body of Jesus. Man, that is so powerful. That will produce absolute joy. And then it says, enjoying that which is good. So many times we'd say, well, the message of God's love comes from God. I'm going to enjoy that good. But on the way, there's going to be some pruning, my friend. He is going to cut away some stuff in your life. He's going to come with a big pair of scissors. And I tell you, you're just going to see arms and legs flying. He is going to... maybe I'm exaggerating a bit, but that's what I've been taught. I thought that's the way God deals with you. If you like your car too much, man, He's going to make sure it gets stolen. If you like your dog too much, the thing's going to get sick. If you like television too much, lightning's going to hit and it's going to burn out your television. Now, that is not God. Peace is when you are enjoying what is good. And if you want peace from God, you must be able to be humble enough to say God is only good. You know, the Holy Spirit is called the Comforter. He's called the Comforter. So many times we think, and that comfort will build character in your life. Now, I'm not speaking about comfort, just driving the best car, although I believe you're supposed to have what is good and what is, and you're supposed to live a prosperous life as a Christian. But what I believe in comfort is to be comfortable in my relationship with Him. To be comfortable when I come to the throne of grace. To be comfortable when I speak to my God. To be comfortable when I live my life, even if I do things right or wrong. You know, between me and my wife, if I must know that she's always just going to hammer on everything I do wrong, there'll be no peace in this house. I tell you, there'll be some fighting, shouting, and whatever will go on because of just nitpicking all the time, just pointing out everything that's wrong. You can't live like that. Now, why do you want to build a relationship with God on that basis? And then, He's the awesome big God, and you're the small guy down here, and He's just saying, this is wrong. You can't even say anything. You can't even say, but God, what about this? You can't say anything because you're so scared. There's no peace between you and God. God wants you to know that there's peace between you and Him. From His side, there's absolute peace. Do you want to humble yourself enough to say only what is good comes from God? Do you want to humble yourself so much that you can agree with James, in James chapter 1, I think it's verse 17, where he says, don't be in error, my brother, only what is good comes from God. Don't you want to humble yourself and say, if anybody is tempted, tested, tried or investigated, it's not from God. For God tempts, tests and tries no one. Like James says. Humble yourself and say, only what is good comes from God. And maybe some bad things in this plan comes not from Father God, but from Mother Nature. And let's not take Mother Nature stuff and write it under the name of Father God. Father God is there to bless you, to help you, and to give you peace. Let's read a scripture from Luke chapter 2 and verse 14. Let's read from verse 13. And suddenly there came with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward man. Man, isn't that powerful? Out of that scripture and what I've said out of the definition of peace, there's two things that we need to know. That peace goes with Jesus Christ. Wherever there is peace, it is based on what Jesus has done. And the second thing, condemnation goes with what you do. Peace goes with what Jesus has done. Isn't that powerful? So the more peace you want, the more you need to study the life of Jesus Christ. The more peace you want, the more you must base your peace on what Jesus has done. Your emotions on what Jesus has done. Your life on what He has done in His death, burial, and resurrection. Amen. So this is what He says here. I mean, the heavenly host. Let's just explain this. Let's just picture this. Here are the shepherds that are out in the field. Here come some angels and they speak to them. And then they said, I mean, the Savior has been born. And then there was heavenly hosts with the angels all of a sudden just bursting into this natural world. Because I mean, heaven couldn't contain the joy. This is what I just said in definitions. The joys of heaven was just burst into this natural world. And they said, peace on earth and goodwill toward man. First they said, glory to God in the highest. I mean, what Jesus has done just brings glorification unto the Father. Then they said, peace on earth. Why did they glorify the Father? Because Jesus was born, and because of His birth there was peace. You see, because of the birth of Jesus there was peace. Before Jesus Christ, I tell you, there was no peace on this planet. Nobody could for sure go to God with peace in his heart and know that he will live. And just appear in the, I mean, just stand in front of God. But in this, I mean, today, I mean, the veil has been torn from top to bottom. The holiest of holies, we can enter in freely. And you know what? You became that very holiest of holies. He came and indwelled you. He's living in your innermost being. He's finding His dwelling place in you. Hallelujah. Isn't that powerful to know that you've been made one with Him to the point that He comes and tabernacles with you. He lives with you. He made His home inside you. That's now if you are born again. You must know this message is for those who are saved. You don't have peace if you're not saved, my friend. If you are not saved, you are in fear for condemnation. But what I want to tell you is just become born again. It's so easy. Believe on this, what I've been preaching right now, and say, thank you, Jesus. You've been so good to me. I make you the boss of my life. I believe this. In that moment, you are saved. Amen. That's what God wants for you. He says, peace on earth because Jesus has been born. And then He said another thing. What happens in the lives of people because of the birth of Jesus Christ? He said, goodwill toward man. The word goodwill means a good reputation. It literally means that the Father said, I give unto you the reputation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Isn't that powerful? That blesses me, man. That brings excitement into my life. I've got a good reputation. Imagine if you can really believe from the bottom of your heart that you've got the reputation of Jesus 24/7. Amen. I've got the reputation of Jesus Christ. Imagine the boldness you'll have when you go and pray for the sick. Imagine the boldness you'll have when you bless your child before he goes to bed. Imagine the boldness you have when you bless your family, or when you share the gospel with somebody, or when you trust for financial prosperity. Man, you have a boldness because, man, I've got some reputation. A good one. The reputation of the Christ. Hallelujah. That's what has been given unto you. And that will produce peace in your life. You need to know, the better you can believe your reputation is because of Jesus, the more peace you'll experience. The more you'll have the joys of heaven. And I tell you, my friend, if you don't have peace, you will not be happy. And I think that's a problem that I've seen among a lot of Christians. They are not happy. And face it, happy people, sad people don't make others happy. If you don't have peace, you will not bring forth peace in the lives of others. If you don't know the secret of peace, how will you share it with others? If you don't know the mystery of peace, how will you share it with others? There's a mystery about peace. His name was Jesus, the manifestation of the Son of the Most High God. And because of that peace in my heart, I will live a life of absolute peace and stability. Absolute joy in my business. Absolute joy where I work. Joy in my family life. If you don't experience joy, take some time. Study the scripture to see how much Jesus loves you and what He has given unto you freely. So what it says is peace on earth and goodwill toward man. I just want to say this right here. The Bible doesn't say there's peace among men. It says peace on earth. It doesn't say peace among men. Sometimes we think because Jesus Christ came to the world, everybody must just have peace amongst each other now. It's not that way. The Bible says you must know that He didn't come to bring peace but the sword. Now that might just sound so contradictory to what I'm telling you all the time for the last 20 minutes. Let me tell you this. If you believe this good news message, it might happen that people will oppose you. It might happen that people will want to be against you. It might happen that people will just say, well, I don't believe that. It just cannot be. I mean, it might be your own father or mother just that's not in agreement with you. We need to know that we can agree with God and that we will have peace in our relationship with God. So this message of peace is not mainly focused towards you and your neighbor. It's speaking of you and God. And I believe if you really live in the peace of God, that there will also be peace between you and people. But there might be the odd one that's just against this good news, against what Jesus has done for you freely, and the one that really wants to just push down this whole message of law, righteousness, works, righteousness. By what you do, you will have peace. Now, I mean, just bless that brother. Pray for him and just continue in the peace that God has given you. Amen. Let's open the Bible in Romans chapter 5. And this is a powerful scripture. Romans chapter 5 from verse 1. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Remember what I said. Peace goes with something that Jesus has done. It says, being justified by faith, we have peace through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, there's two major things there. You need to have faith in what Jesus has done for you freely, and then you'll have peace through what He has done. Don't believe that He died for your sins and now you are saved and now you're going to obey the scriptures to have peace. No, my friend. Believe that He died for you and that He paid for your sins. But then He was resurrected on your behalf. He sits at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you. And that is your peace. Hallelujah. It says here, and I want to just read it again because right here is where so many people make a mistake. Therefore, being justified by faith. Now, faith is believing the good news. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. What is the Word of God? The Gospel. What is the Gospel? It's the Gospel of peace. Isn't it? The Bible says that God is the Word and God is love. So, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word, and God is the Word and God is love. It comes by the message of how much He loved you and gave His Son for you that you might live through Him and not through the law of Moses. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says we must obey the Gospel. It didn't say we should obey the old commandments. It says we must obey the Gospel. And this is the Gospel. That He gave His Son, and if you believe on Him, you will have a new life. Now, how do I obey the Gospel? I believe with all my heart on Jesus. I trust on Him and I'll have peace that just surpasses all understanding and all knowledge that I have. It will be so great. The Bible says even if your heart condemns you, God is still greater than your heart. I mean, that is like Prophet T.B. Joshua says, too lofty for a carnal mind. You need to just open that belief system of yours and say, God, I'm going to just indulge into this good news of your peace and your righteousness that comes by faith. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So many times we think we are justified by faith and we have our peace through doing everything right. My friend, that is so wrong. That's not what God wants for you. God wants more than that for you. He wants you to know that the more you believe on His love, the more peace you will have. And there we see in two scriptures and in the definition of the word peace. Peace unto you. God wants to give you peace. Maybe in your situation where you're right now, you don't have peace between you and God. Maybe you are a preacher Maybe you've been preaching for years, and you must just be honest with yourself and say, "Oh Lord, I don't really have peace. You know, I don't know. Have I tithed right? Did I sow right? Am I reaping right? What am I? Am I doing things wrong?" You don't have financial future. You don't know if you're doing everything right or wrong. Why am I not blessed? I mean, there's just not peace. If you think of your prayer life, maybe there's not peace. If you're praying for the sick, you don't have peace because you don't know if you're doing everything right between you and God. Well, I want to pray for everybody that's listening. Maybe you've got sickness in your body. God wants to heal you. He wants to give you newness of life. Amen. Let's pray together. Pray these words. Say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that you died for me and you were resurrected on my behalf. Therefore, I'm justified. And I've got peace right now in Jesus' name. I choose not to live by my works, but by your works. In Jesus' name. Amen." I want to encourage you to write to us. If God has blessed you in any way, please write to us. Let us know, because that is so wonderful to hear what God has done through this broadcast in the lives of people. God bless you.